Hey everyone, welcome to the Chiropractic Health Institute channel. I'm Dr. Jameson DeCubellis. This episode pairs with our article titled A Gentle Tune, When Joss Stone and Her Baby Found Calm Through Chiropractic. Let's get started. It was a quiet afternoon at the Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island. Security led me down a hallway and into a dressing room. Mirrors along one wall, soft lights glowing around them, a table with fruit, tea, and a few favorite toys. That's where I met Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Joss Stone and her baby, Nally. Joss was warm, curious, and immediately at ease. Between tour stops, she wanted to keep her little one balanced while they were on the road. Touring can be tiring for anyone, let alone a mom and baby adjusting to new places every few days. I began by checking areas of muscle tension around the spine using a tonal technique and a gentle adjuster instrument, a tapping tool that helps restore motion without force. The goal was simple, to ease tension that keeps the body in that fight or flight state and invite it back into rest and digest. For both Joss and Nally, this meant helping their nervous systems breathe a little, letting signals between brain and body flow freely again. When those joints stop sending messages of stress, the brain quiets its alarm centers, and what replaces them is calm. Afterward, Joss looked amazed. She said, "I've never felt so relaxed," her shoulders lowering as if a weight had lifted. She noticed it in Nally too. Her baby's face softened, her breathing steadied. Moments like that remind me why gentle chiropractic care can be so valuable. It isn't about cracking or forcing. It's about freeing. And when the body is freed, it knows what to do. In a world where parents are often told that kids will just grow out of it, Joss's openness shines a light on another path, one that supports natural healing rather than waiting on it. Her post on Instagram sparked a wave of gratitude and curiosity from parents who've seen similar changes. Research echoes what many families experience every day. Children under chiropractic care often show fewer ear infections, better sleep, improved comfort, and steadier moods. One review of 25 studies found measurable improvements in breathing, digestion, and overall well-being when spinal tension was gently addressed. It's easy to forget that kids have spines too, and that their bodies face stresses from birth, from falls, backpacks, screens, and sports. Gentle adjustments help the body process those stresses before they become patterns of imbalance. That's why I often remind parents, chiropractic care doesn't treat conditions. It helps the body function better, so it can do what it's designed to do. Heal, adapt, and grow. Joss's willingness to share her story was a gift. It invited conversation instead of argument. When someone commented, "Kids don't need that," she didn't reply defensively. She'd already shared what mattered. And if you're curious, that moment's still on her Instagram. It's simple, genuine, and full of calm. Her story itself was the answer. Her baby's eyes cleared, her little one thrived, and no medication or surgery was needed. That's the kind of quiet truth that travels farther than debate. Chiropractic care, at its heart, is about harmony, helping the body play in tune with itself. And when a voice like Joss Stone's carries that message, it reminds us that health can be approached with both science and soul. That day at the Park Theater reminded me how much connection still matters in healthcare. A mom's intuition, a baby's calm breath, a musician using her voice for good, chiropractic at its best, honors those same things, the quiet intelligence of the body, and the human kindness that helps it flourish. All right, that's all for this episode. I hope it gave you something to think about. If it did, maybe share it with a friend. And if you ever want to learn more, you can always find us at chiropractichealthinstitute.com. Take care.